Taking your questions at 855-50-UTALK. This is UTALK Radio.
Hey, welcome to UTALK Radio. This is Steve. I'm in the studio with Larissa and Katie. And we've got Michelle on the line. Michelle, welcome to the show. And what's on your mind?
Hi. I actually had a question about a relationship. So I'm 22, and I just recently met this guy through an organization, and he's 28, but recently divorced. Oh. He's been in a relationship, or his marriage, for a year and a half. And it's been about 6 months since his divorce, and I'm actually really interested in him, and I'm just wondering, how long do I wait before...
So you're asking, like, how long should you wait for him to be divorced before you think you should be able to date him, or how long should you wait at all for you to be able to...
My question. Okay, well, how long are you waiting for what, you know?
How long
have you met this guy face-to-face, by the way?
Yeah. Okay. I met him at an organization. And we meet, like, at least, like, once a week.
Oh, okay.
We're actually making a nonprofit organization. And, you know, he's just such a great guy. I don't even know why they ended their relationship. So I'm wondering, how long should I wait for him to be, you know...
Like, on the rebound, right?
Yeah,
like,
or, but I don't want to be the rebound.
Or off the rebound.
Or off the rebound. Yeah. That's a good way to put it. Yeah. Well, I know that relationships can be very sticky, especially a divorce. I mean, I have a lot of friends that got married really young. Like, some of them got married at, like, 19 and got divorced. And so it doesn't mean you have to be stained with that scarlet letter of, like, D-divorce. At the same time, I would be really, really cautious, because there's a lot of baggage that goes on when you've got divorce, especially, you know, whether it's his fault or not, it doesn't matter. There's a lot of, like, emotions that, whether there's bitterness and things that he's just got to work through. So, you know, I don't think it's harmful to be friends with him, but I would take things really, really slow.
Yes. Yeah. Larissa, you took the words out of my mouth.
I like doing that, Steve.
I know you do that often. Between you and Katie, sometimes I don't get a word in edgewise. But no, Michelle, I hear your heart, and I would say be slow. Be really, really slow, because I wouldn't want you to be the rebounded one. And we don't know. You probably don't know. I mean, obviously we don't, what went on there in his marriage. And divorce can be an ugly thing, and it can create some really strange emotions. So I would take it real slow and just see. And if he's wanting to speed things up, to me, that'd be a red flag.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the other thing is, hopefully some of your friends, like, if you do start to get to know him and he's interested in you back, you know, you introduce him to your friends. Because I think the worst thing you can do, and this goes for anyone who's in a relationship, whether or not they're with someone divorced or not, it's like your friends know the truth a lot of times that you can't see. Like, you may be gaga over the guy, but, like, your friends are going to be like, oh my gosh, he is totally not that into you, or, like, he is totally on the rebound. You should definitely get rid of him. So make sure you don't go in isolation in terms of, like, hanging out with this guy.
Does that help?
Yeah, I think it does. Thank you.
Well, you know what? Stay in touch with us. You can send us a text message by texting the words UTALK to 411-247, or you can send us an email at utalkradio.com. But stay in touch, Michelle, and let us know what happens, because we're going to want to hear back from you.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
UTALK Radio with Steve, Larissa, and Katie.